A great day on the markets. The JSE up more than 1.5%, pushed up really by industrial shares, which were up 1.5% as well, while resources shares did most of the rallying, up 3%. Today, we're joined by Siboniso Nxumalo, the CIO at Old Mutual Investment Group. Siboniso, why the rally in the mining part of things in terms of our index locally? Because we've seen a lot of weakness throughout August for resources shares.
Good evening, Matteo. Good evening to your listeners, too. So, a strong day for resources. Resources have been under immense pressure this year, especially even if you look at the platinum group metals. I think they've halved this year. And so why did they recover today? So we first got to then understand what are resources used for and where's the biggest demand for resources come from. When it comes from China, China is dominant in consuming resources that are produced around the world. So therefore, if China is growing and it's strong, it consumes resources in order to build the things it needs to drive its economy. If China is weak, it doesn't consume as much resources. And so therefore, we see demand falling off. And so therefore, what has happened, what has driven resource prices lower? China's weakness. China's economy, Matteo, has got three problems. They call them the three D's. It's got lots of debt, which means actually its ability to keep funding growth is limited. Its demographics are poor. Now, when you talk about demographics, China's got one of the largest populations in the world, is either number one or number two, depending on which study you look at. But that population is now old and declining. So therefore, Matteo, if you're going to build houses and build things, on a declining population, the demand is being challenged. The demand picture is being challenged. And the last one is deflation and prices. The rest of the world has got inflation issues. China's got deflation issues. People are not spending. That is not good for the economy and not good for economic growth. And so on Friday, now, why did the resources shares then bounce on the back of all these issues that I'm pointing? Well, on Friday, the Chinese economy, they said, hey, we need to do something here. This housing market is very weak. So they're trying to stimulate it. But they've been trying to do this for a while. And then they reclassify people from into first-time buyers. And so, therefore, they don't have to pay that much in terms of deposits for buying new homes. And the market kind of liked that and said, okay, fine, we'll buy a little bit more of the commodity company. So that's what drove that. We're seeing a little bit of stimulus in the Chinese economy.
Yeah, long may it continue, as Boni said. When we look at those interesting results from Italtal, are they saying the spend on solar panels and backup power as well as boreholes for water from South Africa's household crowding out spending for beautiful bathrooms and all the renovations that we normally do? So reporting quite subdued results then.
Yeah, a very weak result. I mean, they are what's called a vertically integrated, I suppose they manufacture and they sell ceramics or tiles, baths, et cetera, in South Africa. We saw their turnover was up 1%. But obviously their expenses were up a little bit higher than that. And so, but their profit then resulted declining by 15%. And again, when they opened up in terms of the narrative, when they comment on their results, in the beginning, if you read their results, they have the same commentary as Advocate in terms of the pressure in South Africa, the pressure on the consumer, but actually they've got a very different business in that Advocate, which as you were speaking to them about, Advocate is education, and so it's difficult to postpone that kind of spending. But when it comes to renovations and buying tiles and bathrooms and taps, that you can postpone, and we saw the effect of that. And so, therefore, Advocate is a lot more of a staple type of company because it's difficult to postpone. But Italtal is discretionary, completely discretionary. And so then people say, no, we don't need to do this now. And we saw that and the impact of that.
And that just
speaks to
the cost of living crisis, of course, are people really, really making tough decisions at the shopping hours. Our market commentary today covered by Siboniso Nxumalo, the CIO at Old Mutual Investment Group. Thank you for that. Up next.